Hey everyone, thank you for joining Love Talks. Today I would really love to discuss and dive into the topic of peace. And what does it look like to actually lead a life that is filled full of the peace of God? Silence. Silence is something that we are not used to in this culture. Even probably for the moment that I didn't say a word on the in the beginning of this podcast, you may have had a thought or two like, did it not record? Is there a problem? Is there an issue? What's going on? Silence in culture, in the world, has established us to believe that we have to constantly have some sort of stimulation in order to keep us occupied and to keep us firm and rooted. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to give you some worldly examples, and I'm going to give you some actual examples in the church, but basically, in my life, you know, like I said in the last podcast, I really didn't know what it was to live a life of peace. And so I was a workaholic, and I just constantly was moving, and I was constantly stimulating myself with something, whether it be phone calls or being on my phone and scheduling clients, constantly making sure that my schedule was full, because if it wasn't full, I didn't know how to sit in silence. I didn't know what to do. I had to be doing something, because if I was not doing something, the reality was I would have to sit alone with myself, and I just hated myself. I had self-loathing, and I was afraid. There was a ton of fear, because I had created this life of having to constantly be on the go. I never in my life, I would like to say if I did when I was a child, I don't remember, but never in my life had I ever really experienced true peace. Didn't even know it was a thing. And recently, you know, I've recognized that God has spoken to me a few things that are still riddles, but I understand a layer of them. And he told me, he said, one of your greatest weapons is silence. And I was thinking, gosh, Lord, that is a very weird thing to say, because we're told to declare things. We're told to pray out loud and decree things. We're told, in his word, you know, declare, decree, pray together, worship, sing, all of these things. Lord, how is my silence a weapon? And I really had to sit on that, and I was kind of even thinking this might not even be the Lord, but maybe I'm just trying to be shut up because I like to talk a lot, and that's another thing, I like to talk a lot, you know, so I always have something to say. And so the Lord said, your silence is one of your greatest weapons. And I couldn't understand what he meant until I started recognizing in the church, you know, we're constantly in a service, you know, there's loud worship music, there's lots of stimulation. Whether you're in a very large church or you're in a house church, we have the worship music going. And after that, we have some prayer. And after that, we have a word. And after that, we have ministry. And there's really not a lot of time to just sit in silence and just be together. You know, in order to be with somebody and not say a word, you have to have intimacy. And I was thinking about that, you know, I was with a friend who I've known for, gosh, probably 19 years. And we were sitting there and I didn't really have anything to say, and she didn't either. And we've been friends long enough to where that should be okay. But there was an actual pressure. I actually felt pressure on me to come up with something to say. I actually felt uncomfortable, and I felt an inability to just sit there and enjoy the moment without making a joke or giving a comment. And I didn't. I wasn't able to. I actually just kept jabbering away. And I realized that that is a lack of intimacy on my part. And on the flip side of that, you know, I've been married for almost 20 years. Well, I've been with my husband for almost 20 years, married for, I think, almost 16. And with my husband, I could sit in a room with him for probably 5 days and not say one word, but know that we are so connected, and just know that, like, our foundation doesn't move and I don't have to say anything for us to be okay. Because there is a deep intimacy there. And, you know, we think a lot of the times about having intimacy with God, having intimacy with the Holy Spirit and Jesus, but do we ever really contemplate having intimacy with ourselves? What does that mean? Well, I'll get to that in a little bit. But I want to go more into this cultural dynamic of not having silence. And so I recognized that there was a lack of intimacy there, and not between our friendship, but just the fact of myself. Intimacy again with myself, like I just said. Now, after being healed of mental illness and having panic attacks in the store and not being able to go to the store, I am relearning in my mind as I go to the store that I am okay when I'm at the store, and the store, everything is okay at the store, and the store isn't a stressful place to be. In fact, it's fun, and God loves to shop with me, and we do our thing, and we have some time together, and we don't rush. But the other day we were at the store, and it was a major retailer, and we walked in, and all of a sudden music was playing, and I was like, wow, this makes me want to buy. And I was kind of joking with my husband. I was like, wow, they must have done some research on this, because this really makes me want to shop. And I feel like now I have a groove in my step and I can get things done. And wow, I'm really going to enjoy this experience. This is making it an experience now. And as we're shopping, you know, it was great. Actually, I was really enjoying it. They're playing good music. I was jamming out. And when we got to the line at the store, I looked at my husband and I said, you know what? Shopping was actually one of the last places where there was silence in when I go out into my daily, you know, life, whatever. I mean, grocery stores, sometimes they play some of that elevator music, but not really anymore. And I said, you know, shopping was really one of the only places where there was kind of like a silence. And now that's even gone. And I recognized that in our culture, we are trying to put sound and stimuli into every place so that we can function. Because the world is getting to a place where it is so hard to function without being without having some sort of sound or some sort of stimulus or some sort of distraction, because there isn't any peace. I mean, the root of that really is there's no foundation in peace. So that's, you know, more of the, you know, we've got the church and we've got all this stimuli going on and not ever really spending any time in silence. And I'm not saying we don't ever, but I'm saying it's rare and it doesn't happen a lot. And then we've got the world where it's just everything that's happening, that's surrounded by noise, it's surrounded by distraction. And I realize that there's really no difference. And the underlying problem of this really is just a lack of intimacy and feeling at peace with ourselves. Because if we truly felt at peace with ourselves in Jesus, and we had intimacy with ourselves and felt confident in who we were and we really loved ourselves, then it wouldn't matter where we were at. We would be okay with total and utter silence. And that really is the deepness of what God was getting at, was when you are truly at peace with yourself, then you are the most fatal weapon to the enemy, because you will not have to prove yourself. You will not have to prove who you are. You will not have to defend yourself. You can be at peace in any given situation, no matter how chaotic, no matter how tumultuous, no matter what type of circumstances come your way. You can just sit and be in silence with the Lord, knowing that He's there. I also find it interesting that, you know, as I'm reading the Bible all the time, God isn't always yelling at his people. You know, he whispers. He doesn't even talk sometimes. Sometimes he'll give visions. Sometimes he'll give dreams. You know, you have to have peace in order to sleep. And in order to have dreams from God, you have to have a good sleep life. You have to be able to fall asleep. In order to hear from God, you have to be still. You know, he'll talk to you when you're moving around, but a lot of the time, when people say they feel far away from God or they're not close to him, it's because there's so many other things distracting them. Excuse me. And so God really brought me into this place in my prayer time of just not saying anything at all and not expecting him to say anything, but sitting quietly in silence and knowing that everything is okay. You know, I've always called it practicing his presence. When I first got saved, I had so much oppression and chaos and anxiety and depression and fear, and God would have me in the middle of these moments of just crisis, emotional crisis. He would say, okay, I just want you to sit and close your eyes and envision a tornado encircling you, and that you're in the middle of it. You're in the middle of the storm, and I'm in the middle of the storm, and I'm there with God, and he says I just want you to connect to my peace. And when you can do that in your life, you will have overcome. And I think really being a true overcomer, the Bible says that you are an overcomer, that you are victorious in Christ, but being a true overcomer is being able to sit in a place of silence and have peace and not feel like something's wrong, or not worry about if there's nothing going on, that there's a problem. You know, that's an indicator that there's an issue, but instead being able to have intimacy with yourself, loving yourself, being able to just be with you, allowing yourself in that place to connect with Jesus, because Jesus loves you. Nothing in the world will change his love. It says you won't know how high, far, deep, wide his love is, but you can't. Paul says he wanted to go, and he wanted to experience, and he wanted to know, because he didn't know. He wanted to know it, the vastness of it. And in order to really dive into that place, you have to be able to love yourself, and you have to be willing to face Jesus and to be vulnerable. And a lot of our issues, a lot of our healing can come from this place of being still. Now, I'm not talking about New Age meditation where you just sit and you go, you know, you say some chant. I'm not talking about looking inwardly for the answers. I'm literally saying sitting and thinking about nothing, clearing your mind out and just meditating in a place of setting your affections on Jesus. I'm sitting here and I'm setting my affections on you, and I love you. And that's it. You know, and in fact, not even saying that. Like when I sit with my husband, I don't even think about that. I'm just like, wow, I'm sitting here with you. And that shows that we love each other and we have intimacy. And so true peace is found when you can love yourself the way that Jesus loves you, even in the midst of the process of being healed, of working through your issues, but understanding that silence is so valuable. Now, prayer is so valuable. I'm not saying cease in praying. I'm saying continue praying. Do not cease in praying. But, you know, when I first got saved, I remember, because I had so much fear, and listen, no prayers out of fear are going to be powerful. The only prayers that are powerful are out of a place of intimacy and confidence in God. And so I remember when I was first saved, I was told, you know, you have to constantly play worship music. Have worship music going in your house all day long. Create an atmosphere of peace by playing worship music. And this is the way that, you know, you're going to have peace. And this is the way that God's going to come in. And, you know, and constantly be praying and constantly be, you know, doing this and that and other things. And it was good. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to, you know, like it was great. And I remember even praying Psalm 91 out loud over and over again, just reading the scriptures over and over again, but it was not effective. And eventually God told me, you know, you're doing this all out of a place of fear. You're not doing this out of a place of just wanting to be with me. You're not doing this out of a place of intimacy. You're just doing this out of a place of fear. And that's why none of this is going to work, is because it works. And so now, you know, I've recognized, like, this past year, like, I don't really play a lot of worship music in my house. I actually enjoy the silence. I actually just enjoy being with God in the silence. And, you know, I was also in this place where I felt like I had to hear from God every second of the day. And it came from a place of insecurity. And I was seeking him for every answer and just, are you there? Are you there? You know, or whatever. Or, have you heard my prayer? And I didn't recognize that his promise when he says he'll never leave me nor forsake me really meant, like, you don't have to constantly be worried that I'm going to leave you or that you're going to miss it. I just abide in me. Just be with me. Just rest in me. Just be next to me. While you're doing your laundry, while you're doing your dishes, while you're doing your job, I'm with you. I'm in it. I'm on it. And when I have something to say, I will surely say it. And he's kind of made this joke where he said that I'm on call, and it's kind of like the bat phone, you know, with Batman, and it's red. And he's like, you know, if there's something, the call is going to come in and you're on call and you'll take the call because you are connected to me. And I don't want to be in conversation with God out of a place of fear. I want to be in conversation with God out of a place of intimacy. So my heart is connected to his. My mind is connected to his. When my mind drifts, does it drift? Yes, it does. Do I have to take my thoughts back? Yes, I do. I have to be like, wow, how did I get sloppy in my thinking? You know, why am I thinking about that? That's not what I want to be thinking about right now. What I want to be thinking about right now is peace. And so what I'm explaining to you is how to fight for peace. And that is constantly practicing it. Constantly pushing back at the distractions. I also have this other little exercise. I'm a visual, you know, so God gives me things. Just because this stuff works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you, but sometimes, you know, it does. And sometimes when I'm just sitting with him and I want to just be still and there's so many distractions, I imagine that God has this little broom and he just goes into my brain and he sweeps it out. He just sweeps away and clears out all of the extra stuff. And then again, we're just together and there's nothing in there. And I truly can say that I'm in a place where sometimes when I need to just be still, I can be still and my brain is empty. And that is literally a divine miracle from God. But it's come into a place of practice. And so I want to encourage you to really evaluate what your motives are. Are you spending time with God out of a place of fear or out of a place of intimacy? Are you constantly bombarding your atmosphere with sound because you're afraid of what's going to come up in the silence? How much time do you spend in the quiet? Because it's in the quiet where intimate lovers reside. And I just really feel this invitation of God wanting to draw you into this place of letting you know that it's okay to be in silence. In fact, it's empowering, and you are an overcomer, and you can do it. And he's there. There's a time to speak and there's a time for silence, is what his word says. And I truly believe that that is an ebb and flow of our entire day. That there's a time where we pray and there's a time where we worship and there's a time where we sing and declare. And there's just a time where we can just sit with him. Has this been challenging for me? Absolutely. Do I still struggle with it? Every day. I struggle. There are moments in my day where I'm struggling, where I have to catch myself. When I'm driving and I'm like, I want to put on some music, and I'm like, no, wait, let's connect. you know, or I'm just sitting with him and he says, let's just sit. And then I'm trying to get answers or I'm trying to chitty chat with him and he just wants to be with me. So I just really encourage you into this place of peace and into this practice of peace. You know, it says following wisdom, following the paths of peace is the way of wisdom. And I truly believe that if you're in a situation where you need to make a decision and you're just feeling confused, that if you limit the amount of people that are speaking in your life, you'll actually open up the capacity to hear God's voice better and clearer. Now, I'm not saying don't have wise counsel. Always take the things that are important to your intercessors or to people praying for you or to people that are help counseling you, but limit the amount of voices, because that can also become a distraction. And just truly know the Holy Spirit is your teacher, He is your comforter, and He is your guide, and He will guide you through and into the perfect peace of Jesus. Shine brightly, beloved.